We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We just believe collectively there's too much uncertainty at this point in time to encourage our student athletes to participate in fall sports.
Football season was canceled.
Pretty devastated, you know, almost hopeless. How is there not a football season? It's the craziest thing.
I might have already done my last time back in November to, you know, come out of this tunnel.
Am I going
to
be putting on, you know, that Michigan jersey again?
It's hard, man. Like, it's a lot of unknown. It's a lot of things out of our control.
I've been really proud with how they've kept their focus.
A lot of people looked at this little bit of adversity that we faced as an opportunity to get better.
They can start us, stop us 15 times, and we're going to just keep on attacking.
You got to keep taking it day by day, getting better, and knowing that your time will eventually come.
This is all about our student athletes to safely return to competition so they can fulfill their dreams.
I can't even describe, you know, how I feel right now. I'm just so happy and just so thankful.
Woke up and it was like Christmas morning, sitting there waiting for the reveal.
All that hard work that we were doing is going to pay off.
Every step of the way through uncertain times, I think they have relied on each other more and, you know, the team.
Just how close we are and just how tight of a group we are. This is the start of something that, you know, could feel really special for us.
It just feels really great to finally have this season ahead of us. I feel like it's more of a motivation factor for us now that, you know, we have this opportunity.
And it's just going to be like letting dog off a leash for all of us.
To show what they can do, continue to stay positive and test negative so you can play.
We're closing in on another Michigan game day. Let's get you set for Saturday's matchup with our keys to the game edition of In the Trenches. Now, here's John Jansen.
Well, I couldn't be more excited about this coming game. The fact that it's the first game of the season is, I think it's important. And it's important for this offense, for this defense, for the special teams, all three phases to understand what this game means, getting the season set right, and making sure that you set an identity for this game. Because this game is a trophy game. It's a Little Brown Jug. Little Brown Jug has been battled over since 1903. Fielding H. Yost took the Little Brown Jug because he didn't trust those Gophers to not contaminate their water, left it in Minneapolis, and they said, hey, if you want it back, you got to come and win it back. So Michigan has owned the Little Brown Jug over the course of this series, and tomorrow will be no exception. Before we analyze the decisions Michigan must make this week, let's talk about insurance decisions. When you make the right decision, it feels good. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Ryan McCreet is right here in Ann Arbor to help you select the right protection at the right price. Ryan will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With State Farm agent Ryan McCreet, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call him. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Now let's get into our keys to the game.
Offense.
It's going to be all about discipline. New quarterback, new offensive line, young receivers, reliable backfield, reliable tight ends. Make sure that you give yourself a chance for success. No pre-snap penalties, no missed assignments. All of those things are extremely important for a young, inexperienced offense. Also, make sure they control the line of scrimmage. There is no bigger confidence builder for an offense than to come out, and especially a young offensive line, than to show dominance up front. Making sure that you open holes for this young backfield, this talented backfield. Hassan Haskins, Zach Charbonnet, Chris Evans is back in the mix, and obviously Blake Corum. A lot of people excited about what they might see from him. So control the line of scrimmage. Overall, be explosive. Whether it's explosive plays in the run game, explosive plays in the pass game, if you want to be a team that's talked about for a Big Ten championship, for a national championship, you've got to have explosive plays.
Defense.
Utilize what you know as a known quantity. You've got two defensive ends in Hayden Hutchinson and Kwity Paye, and a middle linebacker in Cam McGrone, a front seven that should be dominant. You're going up against a big offensive line. Create mismatches. Create one-on-one opportunities for a Kwity Paye, for Aiden Hutchinson to get after the quarterback. And those young players inside better make sure that, hey, one of the criticisms last year was they weren't big enough, couldn't stop the run. This is a great opportunity to set the tone. And that identity I talked about for this football team, offensively and defensively, is going to be set by those offensive line and the defensive line. And then the second of all, it's create turnovers. Make sure that you go out there against a team with Rashad Bateman, you know they're going to be throwing the ball around. You get after the quarterback, you follow key number one, all of a sudden he gets off pace, he gets off timing. Maybe he's throwing off his back foot to a receiver that he thinks can go up there and make every play in the book. Dax Hill, be in position to make plays. Vincent Gray, the challenge is on you. You're going to have the big play ability this week. Make sure you follow through and you come through for the defense that will need you. This secondary needs them to step up.
Special teams.
There are two things for special teams. One, flip the field. If Michigan gets backed up, you need the opportunity with a great punt from Hart or whoever ends up being the punter, flip the field. Get great, take advantage of the legs that we have. And then for whether it's Jake Moody, Quinn Nordine, you're in position to score points when you're on the road. I don't care if there's fans there or not. You have to capitalize when you get in field goal range. You can't have missed field goals. So capitalize on the fact that we've got strong, we've got powerful legs. Now it's just a matter of being accurate.
Now it's time for John's locker room speech.
Men, when you take the field, it is never about what happens on the other side of the ball. I don't care offensively what they have or if they've got the biggest offensive line that the Big Ten has ever known. They've got a quarterback coming back. They've got a stud wide receiver that's decided to come back. I don't care what it is. Defensively, hey, it doesn't matter if they have unknown talent. You have to go out there and set the tone. We have the number one freak in the nation. Kwity Paye, it is your job to get after the quarterback. Aiden Hutchinson, it is your job to get after the quarterback. And then when they try and run that ball with Mo Ibrahim, hey, Chris Hinton, Carlo Kemp, Donovan Geezer, Mozzie Smith, Julius Weisskopf, Jess Spate, I don't care who it is. You go out there, you set the tone. They are not running the ball on a Michigan defense. We own the line of scrimmage. Defensively, our front seven, Cam McGrone, I want you to be flying around making plays sideline to sideline. And when you get there, you do exactly what we expect a Michigan middle linebacker to do. You get there with bad intentions. You arrive with violence and you make sure that when they decide to throw the ball, if the quarterback can even get the ball out, that all of a sudden, hey, Dax Hill, Brad Hawkins, Vince Gray, Gamon Green, DJ Turner, Jalen Perry, Vincent Gray, you make them pay. Then all of a sudden, Michigan has the ball. What happens when this unknown offense takes the field? Joe Milton, we hear he can throw 80 yards from his feet, from his knees. Does that matter? Absolutely not. What matters is you go out there and you march this offense down the field. You take control of this offense. You take control of this game. Joe Milton, this is your team. This is your offense. This is your opportunity to shine. When you have an opportunity to hit Ronnie Bell, you make sure you hit him in that number eight. He's got no option to catch the ball. And then Ronnie, when you catch it, you do what you do best and you make yardage after the catch. You avoid those defenders. You continue to run like we have seen you run. Running backs, Zach Charbonnet, Hassan Haskins, Blake Corum, this is your first opportunity. Chris Evans, welcome back to the club. I cannot wait for you to take the field, run the ball down the field, and when we get inside that red zone, I don't care if it's to Nick Eubanks, Luke Schoonemaker, Eric All, this is your area of the field to dominate. We have a mismatch no matter who is across the field. It is your opportunity to take this Michigan program to the next level. This is your opportunity to create a legacy for the 2020 Michigan football team. No matter what happened up until this point, you guys have ridden the roller coaster. You have answered every challenge, and now the challenge is there. It is the Minnesota Golden Gophers, and you roll over them like a steamroller, and you bring that little brown jug back to Ann Arbor, back where it's supposed to live, and we will talk to you next time on In the Trenches.
Thanks for listening to this week's edition of In the Trenches with John Jansen, part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network. MGO Blue Podcasts. The preceding is a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.